What was the inspiration for your song, September Fields?
There's a few songs in my career that I really feel like are almost like ghost channeling songs. There's songs that I work over, like Done, actually, I spent months working on that song. But September Fields and one other song called The Gospel Song really just landed out of nowhere. I was in a beautiful place. It was September and there was a field but I actually just hit record, recorded that whole song in one go, all of the lyrics, everything, the whole melody, everything, and forgot about it, and then found it later on a tape. And those kind of songs I feel like are just kind of they're like a ghost visitation. But to me, they're like this real spiritual, they tend to have almost these like religious connotations or something. I'm not a Christian person or particularly, anyway, that's one that just kind of feels like it sort of came to me out of nowhere.
Do you feel most in your element when you're writing or when you're on a stage?
It's different types of elements, and I really do love performing on stage. It's one thing, and writing is a much more sort of lonely process. But it's a part, you know. I think as an artist, there's a lot of kind of personal exploration, kind of spiritual growth that you go through when you're creating work, and it's difficult, and it's not glamorous. It's, you know, kind of work a day, and it's kind of the completion of the cycle is when you go perform it for people, and it's a whole experience with a bunch of people, and they're kind of two sides of the same coin, and they're different aspects of yourself, a performer, and then just kind of wrestling with your demons or whatever it is. So they're both a part of who I am.
You've played concert halls and festivals across North America, Europe, and the United States, and Australia as well. Is there a show that stands out in your mind as a really memorable one?
Last night was extremely memorable for me. I have to admit, we've been on a hiatus for a bit because I'm slowly working on a new record. But yeah, that was a really beautiful experience last night. But yeah, there's so many. I mean, there's just a lot of. I've been blessed to have these experiences, like Amsterdam and London, and there's just it's a wonderful thing to be able to get to do that.
You are also a mother and an actress.
Hell
an
yeah.
Artist. You have a chocolatey, velvety voice, and you've used that voice also to raise awareness of important issues, from women's rights to stopping pipelines. Which of your myriad accomplishments makes you the most proud?
Yeah, that's hard to say. I feel the most proud about coming through really difficult things and being able to be a parent that I didn't get to have. And I think that's probably the biggest challenge that I've faced, is coming through a really difficult time and kind of healing myself and being able to be a mother. That's probably the thing I feel the most proud of. And I mean, I'm proud of music, but there's something really, really hard about being a mom. So I definitely feel proud about that.
I understand you're planning another tour to Australia. What else is on the horizon for you over the next little while?
I'm going to be releasing a few singles in the fall, and I'm in the space of writing, so we're just, it's always kind of a funny time of just kind of exploring what's next, and doing a few tours here and there, but mostly just kind of working at music at home. That's what's going on.
I'd like to take us out with your song Natural Law. What can you tell me about that one?
That song, it came to me as a strange thing. I didn't even know what it was about when I first started writing it. And I ended up at a rally in Vancouver, and there was these First Nations women, older women, singing what they call the Women's Warrior Song. And when I heard them do this song, I felt like, oh, that sort of feels like this song that I'm writing. And I think of it as a women's warrior song. And that song is really about facing a really difficult situation and abusive situation from my childhood. And but I feel like it's similar to Done in that it's just, that song is about truth and clarity and about self-reclamation and about sort of just really just standing up for who you are in every single way.
Well, thank you for standing up for the underdog, and thank you for being here to talk with me.
It's been a real pleasure. Thank you.